Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 87 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 89 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 89 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 89 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 91 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 91 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
All right, QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha or Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, and ask questions and just have fun. And I would appreciate an audio check. I'm looking at the Echolink audio levels and it appears to be low. So, break for time. The WM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both F and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time modem portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally, all other stations. New hams are particularly welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
Yeah, this is November 8th, Sierra Bob Leco, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
Hey, Dave, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. The frequencies are yours. How's your how is your pedestrian mobile on this warm evening?
Well, certainly less warm than it was earlier today, so it's not relatively pleasant out here. We're gonna check out the neighborhood and see how close these guys are actually starting to pave tomorrow. They've been working on putting up all the concrete curbs and driveway entrances and stuff on three streets here that all run north-south, and they had sent a note out saying starting on Monday they were going to start paving those streets. So we're going to check out and see how close they got. we'd also be watching the Olympics, and there's this a really great table tennis gold medal match going on between Sweden and China. So if you haven't been watching that, why I think it's worthwhile watching those guys go at it. NASB, that's net.
Okay, Dave. Well, I have to tell you, I read this article in the paper about table tennis, the women's table tennis team at the Olympics, and they're constantly challenged to a match by people that play table tennis in their basement, and of course, there's just no comparison between these professional-grade Olympic-quality table tennis players and what you do in your basement. So people usually have their egos destroyed. That was the phrase they used. Anyway, do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations, please call now. Okay, do we have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations, please call now.
KE8PWB.
Okay, I have KE8PWB, Mike, on the list. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Please call now. Hey, nothing heard. Any and all stations, anyone, anywhere, any mode of transportation, please call Net Control. KAEV, sitting at desk. Okay, I had KAPV, and then there was another station which tried to check in. There was a brief burst of static and audio, but nothing more. Try again, please.
WSAU, this is
that.
I can hear you
calling. Okay, I have WSAU, Matt. Anyone? ATO. Bravo Zulu. Well, I can detect some audio issues here. There's a lot of breakup. WSAACATO, KDABZJ. Anyone else? WD0BCF in Houston, and there was another station that doubled there. The other station, please try again. Kilo. Well, and that was it. So let's go through the list as we have met. I suspect there are audio problems on the repeater, perhaps due to the heat in the where the repeater is actually located. So I had a K8PV, I think. Go, first year. Well, let me go back up onto the Kilo Echo 8. Papa Whiskey Victor, the frequencies are yours.
Go. Good evening, Pat. Just a signal report. All the check-ins were very clipped here on Echo Link. Oh, I caught Pat. But they were all pretty much choppy, and so I didn't really get the first part of them. Understood that it's really kind of broken. I'll go ahead and just monitor for the rest of the evening. KE8PWV and from Houston.
Yeah, I'll speak slowly, and maybe that'll make me more. Let me pick up the other Echolink station, WD0BC. Larry in Houston, can you copy?
This is WD0 coming in loud and clear, and nothing to dickering with insurance companies, and they're keeping me off the air, which is not a good result. Back to you. This is WD0BCF in Houston.
Okay. Good luck with the insurance companies over there. Pretty good audio quality there. So anyway, next station up is a KAPV, I think, followed by WSU, the Papa Victor station.
This is Kilo 8 Echo Victor. Stream is really breaking up a lot, so I have no copying. If anybody is copying, I do have a question for who listened to HF, and that is that there is a very loud 9 level interference station frying on 7.31, and I'm just wondering if anybody has heard that and has any ideas as to what it might be. KAU, net control.
Okay, well, I still didn't get the full call sign, but you're pretty broken up as well. So I think we'll just run through the list quickly and then tonight. I assume this is due to... next up is WSAU, Matt. Try, give it a go. We'll see.
Only half of this is going to make it through, so I'm going to talk for a little while anyhow. Let's see. So most there's been a lot of things, you know, in my 20 years of working in AV electronics where someone is something on heat, but I don't think it's ever actually been heat. It's always been like some sort of a software issue that that someone that was in a place that was kind of warm, and someone said, well, it must be the heat, but it's some sort of software issue, or occasionally a hard issue, but usually some sort of programming issue. Let's see, spent some time today stepping down the part of about half of the stuff that was kind of growing towards the power line set down, so that was good. And I've got fascinating floodings, like, I don't seem to remember them talking about that much in the Skywarn training. Does anyone have any good way to do that? I was driving through, I was gathering that downpour that, actually, I'm not sure if it rained like that in Burns Park, or is it only over at like Carpenter and Ellsworth. It looked like it just kind of sat there for a while. But there was flooding on Carpenter, and I drove through that. It was definitely something I should be driving through, but I didn't really have any great way to estimate how deep it was. That's all I have. Other than that, I think you back to that.
Matt, I got you. Look, I'm a...
Zero BCF in Houston.
WD0 BCF from WA4DSR. We have a very sick repeater here. We have a very sick repeater. We'll have to, I'm just shutting the net down. Back to you.
Well, sorry to hear that, Pat, but you're coming in loud and clear, so I'm sure you'll be able to troubleshoot it. Have a good night and take care.
Well, I'm transmitting on Echolink, and I'm not getting any signal through the repeater. So anyway, we'll talk to you next week. WA4DSR, clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, 9 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 73 degrees. Evening, 23 hours, clear, 67 degrees.